7:37 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 60 degrees. We could see 85 today. So get your shorts ready, if you will. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Catherine Mooney, who is a candidate for the Ingham County Commission. Catherine, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Why in the world you want to get involved in this political thing? Tell us about that.
You know, I'm asking myself that a little bit more every day. But so far, it's been really fun. I believe that our region is going through just a lot of transitions right now. And a couple years ago, when the, you know, kind of bottom fell out of the housing market, our state asked a lot of young people to kind of stick around and stick through it. And so I feel like, you know, I was kind of called to stay here and try and make a difference. If I'm going to be here, I want to help, and I want to help on a policy level.
All right. Tell us about your background.
Well, I was raised down in Ann Arbor. Probably shouldn't say that on the air here in the Lansing area. But I came up to MSU for my undergrad, and I was so blessed to get involved with the Ingham County Risk Assessment Team. And what we look at is the different community factors that affect juvenile offense rates and stuff like truancy, so like kids not coming to school. And then I also got to look at different kind of neglect and abuse rates through that and kind of see what kind of protective factors we can put in as a community to, you know, help out the kids and give them the best chance possible. From there, you know, I was also involved with the MSU Adolescent Diversion Project. Recently, I've help open Lansing's first small business incubator called the NEO Center. So we're giving support to small business owners. And then I also worked with Representative Joan Bauer in her office at the state legislature. So I've had a chance kind of to see how everything's happening at every level. And I think that I can help people kind of find common ground where there doesn't seem to be a lot these days.
What makes you, from your perspective, qualified?
Well, I think that my ability to hear what people are really saying and then understand the impact of every decision you make and uphold those decisions with integrity is something that is kind of currently lacking for our district.
What are the top items in your agenda? Let's say you get elected. What are your plans?
I think that neighborhoods, public safety, and healthcare are three things that are really on the top of everybody's mind right now. So I really want to hone in on those issues, make sure that we have kind of a regional plan for public safety, especially. So can I give you an example real quick?
Sure.
So I live on the north side of Lansing. That is where my newly drawn district is. And we come right up to the border between Lansing and Lansing Township. And, you know, we've had some trouble here in the past. It's been a higher crime area. And when I've been talking with youth, you know, we maintain strict confidentiality, so we actually hear a lot more of the stories of what's going on. And people will go ahead and commit crimes right on the border of Lansing and Lansing Township and then drive across the border, knowing that the likelihood that the two different groups are going to be communicating with each other is going to kind of increase their ability to get away with whatever they've just done. So kind of getting everyone to the table and creating a plan that everyone's informed, that we're sharing resources when possible and information when necessary, I think is definitely one of my first priorities.
All right. Tell me, who do you think your chief challenger or challengers will be?
Well, I'm running against a Democratic incumbent. She's been on the council for 10 years, so this is a primary race here. And her name is Deb DeLeon.
Well, when we talk about the Ingham County Board of Commissioners and the district that you're running at, Deb DeLeon has been in the news quite a bit. She was at the forefront of trying to support some ideas with then board chair of the Ingham County Road Commission Board, Shirley Rogers, that weren't popular. And as a result of those actions, there in a few days, there won't be an Ingham County board. So beyond that, why else do you think you should have Deb DeLeon's seat?
I think that sometimes when elected officials have been in the same place for so long that they kind of stop seeing that position as an office to be upheld with ethics and integrity and more of just a job where they can kind of exercise power and manipulate the balance of things. And I just think it's time for a fresh face, for a fresh look for our district.
All right. There are many people in the district who are concerned about the lack of sheriff patrols. Funding cut those patrols to many rural areas. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that it's really important to understand that even though I'm being elected to represent my district, the decisions that I make or will make if elected will affect the entire county, both in the city and in the more rural and out county areas. And I think that it's absolutely unreasonable to think that if in the rural areas, if you have an accident or if something's going on, that you're going to have to wait, 15, 20 minutes for service. Or, if you were to get in an accident on a county road, if things are cut, these are things that I've talked to Mr. Rigglesworth about. And, you may be waiting quite a while until someone passes you by. And if we don't have sheriff cars on the roads, both in the out county and in the city, then we're not achieving the collaborative effect that I'd like to create, if on the council or if on the Board of Commissioners.
All right. Should be very interesting. Deb DeLeon holds the current seat. Catherine Mooney wants that. We'll see how the campaign flows. We'll be talking with you again, Catherine. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me on, Tony.
7:44 on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 60 degrees.